Mystic Falls. I was born here. This is my home.
And mine.
And mine.
For centuries, supernatural creatures have lived among us.
They are vampires, werewolves, doppelgangers, witches.
And even hybrids.
While some search for a cure, no matter what the consequences, others plot a revolution.
You want to be free? We have to work together.
And some try to walk away.
Elena's sired to Damon.
You don't think I'm going to be able to do what I need to and have to tell Elena to stay away from me?
I know what you're about to do. Please, don't do this to me.
I'm not the good guy, remember? I'm the selfish one.
But I have to do the right thing by Ito.
Should be so much more fun if we were naked.
That was your call, not mine.
I was being a gentleman. Shouldn't have stayed.
I know.
I should have made you leave. Sent you packing. I promised Stefan.
I know.
You're sired to me, Elena, which means everything that you think you feel might not even be real.
I know, Damon, but it feels real. And I'm not ready to let go of that.
Well, I can make you. Invoke the sire bond.
So do it.
I told him I'd set you free. Right after I didn't tell him that we slept together.
So what do you want to do?
I throw you back in my bed and never let you leave.
So do it.
Saved by the cell phone.
I have to meet Polly. She's teaching Jeremy how not to kill me. Wanna come?
Looks like a giant snowflake.
I prefer to think of it as an expression of postmodernism. It's my donation to the Winter Wonderland charity event.
Said it was urgent?
Yes. Take this to the Mystic Grill immediately.
You want me to be a delivery guy?
What I want is for you to do whatever I say without the attitude. Be careful with that. It's still wet.
Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, you know.
What is the point of my hybrids being sired to me if I can't maximize on the benefits of free labor? What are you doing here?
Elena is sired to Damon.
I intuited as much.
Which means I need to find the cure now more than ever, and yet here you are making postmodern snowflakes.
I've delivered. I retrieved the hunter's sword from Italy, which we'll use to decipher the map hidden in the hunter's mark. You're the one who's supposed to deliver the hunter and his mark.
Well, Jeremy is the hunter, and he has to keep killing vampires to complete his mark, but we can't quite figure out how to keep him from killing us.
Sounds like quite the chore, which is why I feel perfectly justified doing a little charity work.
Or maybe you're lying about having found the sword.
Why would I lie to you, Stefan?
We're in this together. The hilt acts as a cipher which we'll use to decode the marks on Jeremy's tattoo when he's killed enough vampires to complete it.
I heard you moved out of your house. Bit of a martyr move,
Not here at Bond, Klaus?
Oh, on the contrary. I think right now I'm the best friend you got.
I'm sick of taking his crap. I should rip his throat out.
See if he can boss us around without a larynx.
You won't have to take it much longer.
You keep saying that, but here we are hiding, plotting a revolution that's never going to happen.
Never say never. Never say I don't pull through. I found the witch that's going to save your lives.
Are you serious?
We promised you guys we'd free you from Klaus. You did your part by breaking your sire bond. Now Haley and I are going to do ours. Haley found a witch strong enough to do the body jump spell. You know, the Klaus specialty.
So, you're gonna put him in someone else's body and then what?
We'll encase the body in concrete, then bury it.
Why not just desiccate him like Bonnie did?
Because to do that spell, you have to stop a human heart. It's a little short of volunteers.
Well, who would someone have to volunteer their body to be a Klaus sublet?
Okay, don't freak out.
Freak out? Freak out? I'm about to hemorrhage. You volunteered?
It's not forever. Just long enough for the hybrids to be able to completely disappear.
Well, I can think of better ways for us to spend our senior year than you buried in concrete, Tyler.
This started with me. This has to end with me. I need your support.
Shady Pants doing here?
I invited him.
Okay, listen, we are ready to get started. But before we can do that, we need her in here.
This is your house now, Jer. You have to invite me in.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Invite her in.
You can come in.
Sorry, I know I'm late.
If I'm going to be a friend in your time of need, then you need to work on your punctuality. I'm in a crisis. Where are you?
I'm at my house. Why? What's wrong?
My boyfriend is a dumbass martyr. Wait, and why are you at your house? Aren't you trying to keep a distance from Elaine?
Well, she's not here anymore.
David took
Jeremy to the Gilbert Lake house with Bonnie, so I guess her house is safe for her again.
Hey, listen. I got Klaus to tell me a little bit more about this hunter sword.
You know that map in Jeremy's tattoo?
The sword decodes it. It's literally the key to finding the cure.
Klaus told you this.
Yeah, why?
And did he happen to hand over the sword for safekeeping?
What do you think? What's wrong?
We need to get our hands on that sword, like today.
Tyler and his hybrids are taking out Klaus tonight.
Thank you.
suit is still Tiny Tim's crutches?
Dickens was a dark man. You would have liked him.
Nice snowflake, by the way.
Is my work really that literal?
I'm serious. There's something lonely about it.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. Can I offer you some champagne?
Can't. Too many adult prying eyes. Don't want to be a high school cautionary tale at the next town meeting.
Well, then it's a good thing the high school part's nearly over.
If we're going to be nice to each other, then I will need that glass of champagne.
Is that our thing?
We don't have a thing.
Allow me.
Walking around with it.
Check the rest of the house.
I am.
I haven't found anything.
Try the sock drawer.
People leave the sketchiest stuff in sock drawers. I'm gonna need real ideas, Damon.
Here's two.
Kill Tyler before he goes to class.
Or, since Klaus has suddenly become MVP in our relay race for the cure, tell him about the hybrids.
He'll kill Tyler. Nobody's killing Tyler. Hello?
Seven.
Look, I know it's a touchy subject, but do you know where Elena is today?
I think she's running around trying to figure out how to deprogram Jeremy.
How'd she take it last night? You telling her to stay away from you?
Not well.
You okay?
PT. Gotta go. Bonnie's enlisted Dr. Evil in her plan, and I have to thwart her.
All Jeremy feels when he sees a vampire is a burning desire to kill them, even if consciously he doesn't want to. As in your case, it's his subconscious that's calling the shots.
Persuasion helps reverse your subconscious thoughts.
Think of it as kind of a conditioned response, right? See vampire, kill vampire. What I'm doing is creating a kind of middle step. It's like a detour where his subconscious learns to recognize you as someone he loves, someone he wants to protect. And that gives him a choice. He can choose to take the detour instead of the conditioned response. Okay. Talk to him. He'll listen.
I'm not sure what to say.
You chose to do this here at your family's vacation house, right? So maybe just start by telling him why.
Every holiday, we came here. This place was family. And when Mom and Dad died, Jenna made us come here, and we thought it was an awful idea. But it was like they were here with us. They would have wanted us to stick together, Tara. To fight for each other, no matter what.
Jeremy, how do you feel about Elena right now?
She ruined our lives. She's not even my real sister. She's just the reason that everyone I've ever loved has died. She means nothing to me. I will kill her, even if that means I die myself. Did it work?
Hey.
Did you find the sword?
Nope.
What are we going to do now?
Klaus is the only shot we have of finding the cure. We need him. Tyler has to call it off.
Well, that's not going to happen. You told him? I've had 12 hybrids sworn to secrecy for a month. I have Haley and a witch risking their lives, and you're blabbing my plan to him?
Look, all I'm asking you for is a little bit of time, okay?
How long? An hour? A day? Because every minute that goes by that we don't do this, they're at risk. You and Klaus already served one of them up for Jeremy to kill. I don't owe you anything. I'm taking him out.
I'm sorry, but I can't let you do that.
Stefan?
I'm sorry, but I can't.
Stefan!
Sorry, man, but you don't have a choice.
You're not allowed to feel this sorry for yourself unless you're sitting on a bar stool.
Fortunately, I travel with the bar.
It didn't work. I shouldn't have put so much hope into reprogramming someone's mind. If it were that easy, then you and I wouldn't be in the situation. Right? Last time I was here, I was so completely in love with Stefan. Now it's barely a memory. Is that the fire bond? Or just that I'm so happy to be here with you?
Maybe there's something else they can try.
Tyler!
Keep them down here until we're ready to bring Klaus in. Use these if you have to.
Come on, Tyler, this is bigger than you. It's about more than revenge for us.
I know what it's about for you, Stefan. It's about the cure. You know what happens to a hybrid when he's cured of being a vampire? We go back to being werewolves. Turning on every full moon, we could give a rat's ass about the cure. I needed you on my side, Care. That's all I wanted.
You okay? Jen wants to try again.
Survey says... Professor Shane has been dipping into the magical herbs a little too much. If he thinks using a vampire to suppress the need to kill another one is going to work on a hunter, it's like dangling a cheeseburger in front of someone on a master cleanse. Just find someone else to attach your warm and fuzzy detour feelings to.
Gee, I wonder who that could be.
You. Feel that way about you.
Well, this isn't awkward at all. I'll be anywhere else.
I was good thinking using Bonnie as Jeremy's emotional touchstone. Damon is very intuitive. And Bonnie told me about your relationship with him. I don't mean to pry, obviously.
It's complicated. Huh. Any ideas how to hypnotize me out of it?
You know, in all my world travels, the one spell that I've never found is how to break somebody from loving too much. Trust me, I've looked. My wife and son died. I was trying to figure out a way not to miss them.
If your hypno-herbs work, we should be singing Kumbaya around the fire by dinner. So now, tell me, why am I killing you?
Damon.
I'm serious. Why are you after the vampire cure?
I didn't say I was looking for the cure. But I can tell you where to find it.
Klaus, the sword will tell us where to find it.
The sword will lead you there, sure, but so can I.
What? How?
Because I've already been there.
All the lights are coming on. Instruct the guests to drop the donations at the gift tree in the grill. Yes, ma'am. Excuse me. There you are. Quick, a toast before people can judge us. What's wrong?
Please say something.
But you'll miss graduation.
which I guess is a ridiculous thing to worry about.
I'm their alpha. They're looking to me to help them.
You do what you have to do, Tyler. But don't look so shocked. I'm trying to channel your father. I could be proud of you, you know. You're a leader of people just like he was.
Thank you, Mom.
It's a rock.
It's not just any rock.
So is this that silly little wives' tale that you told at the occult exhibit?
Right. Long story short, once upon a time, there was a witch named Silas who loved a girl, wanted to be with her forever. So he and his best friend, another witch, made an immortality spell. And then Silas's best friend witch got jealous and killed Silas's girl before he had a chance to make her immortal. Well, cursed to an eternity without his one true love, Silas finds a way to reverse the immortality spell, and then before he has a chance to take it, his former friend buries him underground, leaving him and the cure to rot.
So it's a cure for immortality?
Human blood is the life force of an immortal. No more immortality. No more need to feed on blood. You dig up Silas, and you've got your cure.
This is ridiculous. We are not hostages. Sure you are, sweetie.
Relax. It's my brother. What's up?
Don't ask how, or why, or who. But I just found the answer to your Tyler problem.
You're kidding. We don't need the sword.
This is the mark of the Brotherhood of the Five. Then up the arm, you have the murder of a girl by a witch. The symbols in the vines are your map, which obviously you no longer need. When this mark is complete, it will contain the spell that we need to dig up Silas.
And where'd you say he was buried? Oh, I forgot. You didn't.
You've threatened to kill me, what, like 3 times already this week? Location's how I'm going to survive your bad news.
And what's in it for you? If not the cure, then what?
I'm in this for Silas, all right? Up until this point, he's only been myth.
So write a thesis.
Would you rather be the guy who writes about Noah's Ark or the one who sails it down the Hudson River?
I'm not buying it.
You don't have to buy anything. You just have to believe that I can fix your brother. When his hunter's mark's complete, I'm going to take you to the cure.
How the hell did you even get out?
I got out because even your idiot hybrids recognize the stupidity of your alpha hybrid murder plan.
I'm not going to fight with you anymore, Caroline.
Oh, we're going to do plenty of fighting the second that your ship crosses into someone else's body.
We've been through this. I don't have anyone else's body.
Yeah, well, I do. What?
Who?
Klaus's sister, Rebecca. She's got a dagger in her. Stefan's been hiding her coffin in the tunnels. We dump Klaus into her body, bury her. We just killed 2 original parts with 1 stone.
It's too late to change the plan.
Call Bonnie. Make sure it'll work.
Tyler?
It's a brilliant plan, Haley. You're a genius. I love you.
I love you, even when I hate you.
I gotta go find my mom. Everyone might actually go after me. How's it going?
I think we're making progress. Charlie, hey. Bonnie, I need you to think fast. I know that the daggers don't work on Klaus, but what if we put his essence into Rebecca?
It'll work, right? Say it'll work.
Son, what's happening? Just come on, Bonnie. Will it work?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Bonnie Bennett, I love you.
Do you need my help? I can leave Elena here with Jeremy.
Elena, she's there too?
Yeah, she came with Damon.
He's being slightly less horrible than usual. You know what? I can't deal with this right now. She said it would work.
I gathered. Congratulations.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Tara and I should take these decorations home with us. We could use the holiday cheer.
You? Suddenly poly-optimist?
I think Shane's gonna get us through this. I trust him. But you clearly don't.
Maybe because I think he blew up 12 people at the Young Farm.
What?
Well, tip, Professor. I heard you before you even took your first step.
See, we're back to the false accusation part of our relationship.
What is he talking about?
Damon discovered that I was in contact with Pastor Young prior to the explosion at the Young Farm. And the pastor was severely depressed. He had lost his wife to cancer, and he sought me out for a little supernatural assistance. I tried to help, but he was too far gone. I never expected that he'd take a lot of innocence with him.
Elena. It's okay. I think we've got this.
Elena, don't move, okay? No matter what.
Jeremy, remember the detour. Choose the right path.
She doesn't like me much.
Where have you been all day?
I've been around.
I'm not interested in vagaries, Stefan. You've been dodgy and Caroline's been lovely, which I've come to recognize as a tool of distraction. Now, do you have something to share with me, or should I compel it out of you?
I broke into your safe to look for the sword.
Why?
Because I don't trust you.
I showed you the sword. I explained its value. I've been on your side the entire time. What do you want from me? A secret brotherhood handshake?
I found the letters. You have a few pen pals over the centuries.
Well, is keeping my victims' letters really so different from writing their names on a wall? Like you did. Loneliness, Stefan. That's why you and I memorialize our dead. There's the briefest of moments before we kill where we literally hold their life in our hands. And then we rip it away. And we're left with nothing. So gathering other people's letters or writing their names on a wall is a reminder. But in the end, we're left infinitely and utterly alone.
Sorry. Oh, hello? Are you okay? Oh my God! Caroline! Somebody! Help! Help! Holy crap!
Have you seen Haley?
You didn't have a pulse. You were dead.
Stefan, it's me. That little werewolf slut has lost her mind. Go to the Lockwood cellar and make sure that Rebecca's body is still there. I'm going to find Tyler. Haley is trying to screw this up. Forget everything you just saw and heard. You were Miss Mystic Falls and you have duties to fulfill.
Okay.
There you are. Stefan's been looking for you. Adrian's leading class to the cellar.
How come the only time Avery Young isn't following you around like a lost puppy is when I'm lying dead with a broken neck?
April saw you?
Yeah, it's okay. I compelled her.
No, she's wearing Jeremy's vervain bracelet. She can't be compelled.
Hey, Mom. I don't see you. Things have changed. It's gonna be fine. I'll be back later. I'll pick you up.
What are you doing here? You're supposed to be taking the witch to the cell.
There is no witch, Tyler.
What?
I made it up. Where the hell is the witch? Adrian should be here any minute.
Jim.
No! I never intended for you to put Klaus down. I needed him for the sacrifice.
For what?
I don't know how to explain it, but I made a deal with someone who could help me find my family.
What are you talking about? What kind of deal?
There needed to be 12 for the sacrifice, Tyler.
12 what?
Sorry.
Hey, what did you do?
If you won that, you might make it out alive.
Where's Tyler Lockwood? You do well towards me, love. Rising!
I don't know.
Wrong answer.
Stars are brightly shining.
Let me check this out.
Jenna used that to make out with Logan Fell. All the drama, you're missing the actual fun part.
I know we can't.
Damon, you can't keep telling me that this isn't real. I know how I feel. And that you feel it too, so stop fighting it.
It's good to see you like that. All normal with your brother. I want that again for you.
Christmas was always mine and Stefan's favorite holiday when we were kids. Not that I've celebrated it since. Kind of miss that.
You're thinking about how upset he'll be when he finds out that you and I are together.
I've been lying to him all day.
No, you were helping him with Jeremy.
The point is not what I was doing. The point is that I'm here with you. I was supposed to invoke the Sire Bond, Elena, send you away. I was supposed to do the right thing by you and the right thing by my brother. Which is what I'm going to do right now. You're going to go home.
What? No, David.
I'm going to stay here with Jeremy. I'm going to help him complete the mark. I'll teach him how to hunt. I'll protect him. And we'll kill vampires without you.
David, please.
I'm setting you free, Elena. This is what I want. This is what will make me happy.
Matt can't find April. I can't reach Tyler. This is a disaster. Is this you in crisis mode? Because it's a lot more self than mine.
You know, I thought I'd be happier watching Klaus get led away to the slaughter. But for some reason, I can't help but feel kind of guilty.
Yeah, you and me both. All day I've been trying to remind myself of all the horrible things he's done.
See, that's the thing. We've all done horrible things. And I'm sitting here trying to figure out what makes us any better than him. And I think it's just that we have family we can trust.
Yeah. You're right, Stefan. Trust is everything. Have you heard from Damon?
Yeah, he's still with Jeremy at the lake house.
Did he happen to mention where Elena was?
Wait, why are you asking this? They're together, aren't they? How together are they? Caroline, tell me. How together are they?
When you fall asleep with your head upon my shoulder.
Thank you.
You're in my arms, but you've gone somewhere. Are you going to age with grace? Are you going to age without mistakes? Are you going to age with grace?
I was ready to fight you on this, but suddenly every part of my body is telling me that I need to get in this car and leave you.
So do it.
Calling out your name. You always make me further than I ever can. When all of me is calling out your name. You.
Honey, you're supposed to be my sober cab. I think I drank half the party.
Good evening, Carol.
You're looking for Tyler. I'd like a little word with him myself.
Klaus, please. Don't hurt him. He's my son. He's all I have.
And you're all he has. There's a beautiful symmetry to that, don't you think?
Sound of